Have the weeds in your pasture gotten so tall they're becoming the main attraction? If so, you're probably wondering whether it's time to fire up the bush hog. Hi, this is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent with the Wildcat Extension District. Every year, producers wonder whether clipping pasture should be a routine practice. The short answer is, it depends. When a pasture is clipped, the cut plants are left in place to decompose and recycle nutrients. Clipping does have benefits. It can reduce weed seed production, remove tough stalks that may irritate cattle eyes, improve sunlight reaching new grass growth, and help fall fertilizer reach the soil surface more effectively. It also leaves the pasture looking cleaner and more uniform. But clipping has drawbacks too. It takes time, fuel, and equipment. More importantly, weeds are often a symptom of a bigger issue, such as overgrazing, low soil fertility, or both. If those problems aren't addressed, the weeds are likely to return. Clipping makes the most sense when weeds are competing with desirable forage and reducing grass production. Ideally, clip soon after livestock leave a pasture so the grass has time to recover before the next grazing rotation. Mowing can help manage weeds, but grazing management, soil fertility, and proper stocking rates are what create healthy pastures long term. To learn more about pasture management, give me a call at the Wilson County Extension Office, 620-378-2167.